Even if one is immune to the urge to understand people in scientific terms, Nagel points out that it's still not clear what it means to say that you make choices, but are not caused to do so. When we say that something was a free choice, we mean that nothing about you or your surroundings determined what the outcome of the choice would be. Instead, it is you that is responsible for the choice. But then how can we explain why that choice ended up being made if there was no cause of it, or if it was determined by nothing? And if things just happen without a cause or are determined by nothing, then why is a person responsible for them? Though this is puzzling, it's worth pointing out that typically when we explain people's actions, including our own, we don't supply the causes of our choices, but instead explain the reasons for them. Human action is typically understood by supplying reasons, while the natural world is typically explained by supplying causes. The challenge of free will is to somehow put these two together into one coherent understanding of human action.